Plan, do, check, action model. Succeeding at influencing demand requires not only generating and executing marketing and sales initiatives, but also determining if the plans are working as intended. If they are not, there must be a process in place to make course corrections during execution. One way to do this is by using the plan, do, check, action, PDCA model, which is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a four-step process for quality improvement. In the first step, plan, a plan to effect improvement is developed. In the second step, do, the plan is carried out, preferably on a small scale. In the third step, check, the effects of the plan are observed. In the last step, action, the results are studied to determine what was learned and what can be predicted. The PDCA model, shown in Exhibit 1-27, incorporates performance measurement, feedback, and replanning into the processes of planning and executing activities. Note that while PDCA is described here for demand influencing, it can be applied to any process, including the other components of the demand management process and the sales and operations planning, S&OP integration process. Exhibit 1-27, plan do check action model, plan phase. During the plan phase, product/brand management, marketing and sales perform research and develop detailed strategies and tactics for influencing demand. The plan should include a budget, a schedule, and a list of tasks assigned to specific individuals for accountability. The plan should also set measurable targets indicating the increase in demand that the activity should generate. The plans are reviewed and approved prior to the S and OP meetings and are adjusted as needed during those meetings, resulting in commitments to execute a consensus plan. Do phase. During the do phase, product and brand management, marketing and sales execute the plans. Product and brand management professionals launch, manage, and retire products. Marketing professionals work to create demand and reinforce the brand value. Salespersons work to acquire new customers and retain and develop existing customers. Sales and marketing professionals may be required to provide the demand manager with periodic data on actual results. The marketing and sales managers and the demand manager exercise management and control during this phase by serving as problem solvers and by verifying that the correct activities are occurring. Check phase. During the check phase, the demand manager and or other demand-side managers review metrics against the plan and document other feedback, such as customer opinions on product pricing, features, and customer service levels. A key aspect of this phase is to determine the root cause of any differences between plan and actual results, that is, whether they arise from identifiable internal or external factors. These activities are performed periodically rather than waiting until the processes are complete. Dashboards are a common way to track and monitor metrics for demand-influencing activities. Action phase. During the action phase, the demand manager leads replanning efforts to respond to variances from the plan and address root causes of the variances. Replanning may call for increased or decreased investments in various activities, depending on what is and is not proving effective. The replanning process could be part of the lead-up to the monthly S&OP process, or it could be performed more frequently if required. However, many marketing efforts take a long time to show measurable results, so long-term focus is typically necessary.